11:23, and what a pleasure to say how's it to Amy Pittaway, finally home after lockdown in Wuhan, quarantine in Polokwane. Man, you can write a book. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Amy. What does it feel, for starters, what does it feel like being back home with your family?
Oh, I can't explain it in words. It really, really is great. But it's a bit weird being a guest in your own home because I haven't been here for so long. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
So talk to me. The last time we had a chat with you, you were 10 minutes away of being picked up, getting into an aeroplane chartered by government, making your way through to Polokwane. Then you would have probably have read about some of the resentment that people in the area had. So what was that whole experience like? Just take us on a basic journey.
Well, the aeroplane ride was 14 hours of torture, just because I really can't sleep on airplanes, so it really was, yeah, so that was an interesting ride. But the staff, the army on the airplane were absolutely fantastic. They made everyone feel so welcome, and the FAA crew, they were amazing. They were really there for all our needs and everything, so that was really, really great. And they kept it going once we got into Polokwane, and it was a fantastic experience. I mean, if you had to go through quarantine, I would say do it that route because it really was that great.
Well, so what happened during quarantine? So this place, if you're in Cape Town, you know, having a place called The Ranch probably isn't the best thing to call your establishment. but anyway, you went through to The Ranch. What was The Ranch like?
So The Ranch was basically a holiday resort. I mean, I said to my mom yesterday that if you ever want to get a free flight home, four-star accommodation, and have a relaxing holiday, get evacuated. So The Ranch is a really, really beautiful area, and they closed
the sector with CISO and Shona over the next couple of weeks. And I want you to be part of that discussion. You can continue calling in about it. But coming up next, we are going to be chatting to the Deputy Director General, Economic Opportunities and Tourism in the Western Cape. His name is Rashid Tofi. And we'll talk about the economic fight back, if you like. How are we getting and what are we doing to make sure that we end up on a more resilient footing eventually, once everything has died down.